Knowledge, Lord of the Horizon, Keeper of the Way, the Flail of Mercy, the Highborn One, the Never-Dying King, bids you declare your guilt. The girl shook herself out of the guard's grip and faced Tepic, trembling with terror.
He told me he didn't want to be buried in a pyramid, she said. He said the idea of those millions of tons of rock on top of him gave him nightmares. I don't want to die yet.
You refuse to gladly take the poison? Said Dios.
Yes!
But, child, said Dios, then the king will have you put to death anyway. Surely it is better to go honorably to a worthy life in the netherworld?
I don't want to be a servant in the netherworld.
There was a groan of horror from the assembled priests. Dios nodded. Then the Eater of Souls will take you, he said. Sire, we look to your judgment.
Tepic realized he was staring at the girl. There was something hauntingly familiar about her which he couldn't quite put his finger on.
Let her go, he said.
His Greatness, the King Tepicaimon the 28th, Lord of the Heavens, Charioteer of the Wagon of the Sun, Steersman of the Bark of the Sun, Guardian of the Secret Knowledge, Lord of the Horizon, Keeper of the Way, the Flail of Mercy, the Highborn One, the Never-Dying King, has spoken. Tomorrow at dawn you will be cast to the crocodiles of the river. Great is the wisdom of the king.
Petrucci turned and glared at Tepic. He said nothing. He did not dare for fear of what it might become. She went away quietly, which was worse than sobbing or shouting.
That is the last case, sire, said Dios.
I will retire to my quarters, said Tepic coldly. I have much to think about.
Therefore I will have dinner sent in, said the priest. It will be roast chicken.
I hate chicken.
Dios smiled. No, sire. On Wednesdays the king always enjoys chicken, sire.
The pyramids flared. The light they cast on the landscape was curiously subdued, grainy, almost grey, but over the capstone of each tomb a zigzag flame crackled towards the sky. A faint clink of metal and stone sprang Petrucci from a fitful doze into extreme wakefulness. She stood up very carefully and crept towards the window. Unlike proper cell windows, which should be large and airy and requiring only the removal of a few inconvenient iron bars to ensure the escape of any captives, this window was a slit 6 inches wide. 7,000 years had taught the kings along the Djell that cells should be designed to keep prisoners in. The only way they could get out through this slit was in bits. But there was a shadow against the pyramid light and a voice said, Psst! She flattened herself against the wall and tried to reach up to the slit.
Who are you? I'm here to help you. Oh, damn, do they call this a window? Look, I'm lowering a rope.
A thick silken cord, knotted at intervals, dropped past her shoulder. She stared at it for a second or two and then kicked off her curly-toed shoes and climbed up it. The face on the other side of the slit was half concealed by a black hood, but she could just make out a worried expression.
Don't despair, it said.
I wasn't despairing. I was trying to get some sleep.
Oh, pardon me, I'm sure. I'll just go away and leave you, shall I?
But in the morning I shall wake up, and then I'll despair. What are you standing on, demon?
Do you know what a crampon is?
No.
Well, it's two of them.
They stared at each other in silence.
Okay, said the face at last. I'll have to go around and come in through the door. Don't go away.
And with that, it vanished upwards. Petrucci let herself slide back down to the chilly stones of the floor. Come in through the door? She wondered how it could manage that. Humans would need to open it first. She crouched in the furthest corner of the cell, staring at the small rectangle of wood. Long minutes went past. At one point she thought she heard a tiny noise, like a gasp. A little later there was a subtle clink of metal, so slight as to be almost beyond the range of hearing. More time wound on to the spool of eternity, and then the silence beyond the cell, which had been the silence caused by absence of sound, very slowly became the silence caused by someone making no noise. She thought, it's right outside the door. There was a pause in which Tepic oiled all the bolts and hinges so that when he made the final assault, the door swished open in a heart-gripping noiselessness.